This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you, our fine listeners. Thank you for saying hello at the K-Fire Agri International. That was great fun. Enjoyed that a lot. Caught up with Scott Bachmeyer from the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. That was great. Talked to lots of folks about things they were helping farmers and ranchers with wonderful resources all throughout the deal. So it was wonderful. Very nice. Also picking up a little bit of continued concern about what spring will bring. Crops still in the ground. Some ground not frozen. Could be a muddy mess. So we're here for you. Anything we can do, let us know. Short of actually physical work. I think we're still supposed to fix some fence on a Bachmeyer's ranch, aren't we? Didn't we promise that, Tom? I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so better make good
on
that.
I told him yesterday on the air that, you know, I don't have a good pair of boots or, like, any pair of boots. So.
You don't? What do you shovel in? What do you shovel your sidewalk with?
A shovel?
Well, I realize that, but what are you wearing?
You got to ask the right question if you want the right answer. Okay, yeah. Just a pair of, New Balance or Brooks or whatever they are. I don't know.
Tennies or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you call them tennies? I did when I was a kid. That was
most of us knew what you meant, and the rest will ask somebody close by. Yeah, what's a tenny? A tenny is somebody who's better than a 90.
But it was very fun to see lots of folks, and I still am unbelievably humbled by not one, but two different people at two separate times, one a woman. From the eastern part of the state, and one a rancher and a rodeo, pro. Telling me that I couldn't retire.
Ah.
I had to promise not to retire. I said, well, what? You won't laugh anymore if I retire? Is that what you're saying? I'm good for.
Don't
laugh
for you.
No, we need you on the radio. We need you. So very kind comments. Wonderful folks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to tell you how much it means to hear from the good folks of the Northern Plains. We appreciate you very much. Okay, a couple of things here. I want to talk about a couple of local stories first that haven't received necessarily the attention that they need, and the ones we're going to be digging into a little bit on your behalf, as well as the story that continues to, it's kind of a joke in Washington. Because they're so consumed with Donald Trump that they really make themselves look very stupid. I mean, really, ultimately, impeachment was stupid, wasn't it? It was really dumb. It wasted a lot of time. You knew the outcome, but they claimed that they needed to do it. That doesn't matter to them. It does not matter to them. I think they think that Trump's going to get hurt just by the process. Well, that doesn't happen. Now they're trying to say that, his influence on the Roger Stone sentencing and, you know, I can explain this so a third grader could go, oh, you're right. I hope. I'm going to try on the program today.
Is that going to be good enough, though, for people?
I don't.
For some people? I mean, obviously our listeners, but I mean.
It just drives me a little bit crazy. So we have that as well. Let me start by saying this is like in the weeds. And by that, I mean, I'm going to try and not talk in jargon. But the land board made a decision this week that could impact every corner of the state. And, you know, some people in the industry are paying attention. And the land board made a decision related to a court decision at the Supreme Court on royalty payments for natural gas to royalty owners. And essentially the argument goes, if I'm Mitchell Oil Company, And I have oil wells, and there is gas that comes up with that oil. I have to invest in gathering systems, in infrastructure, in plants, in order to add value to that gas. Okay, you following me so far? So gas comes out with the oil, and I can flare the gas. It just goes into the air. And really, sometimes with the amount of infrastructure that I need to get it to be able to add value to it, it doesn't pencil out because the gas is worth so little. So there's that give and take. So I could flare it, or I could invest to get it to a plant. Okay? So now if Kevin owns the mineral rights that Mitchell Oil Company is bringing out of the ground.
I wish.
Kevin would receive.
You get rich off of my name, that's going to be tough, but go ahead.
Kevin would receive the royalty for the gas minus the investment of the infrastructure to get the gas to a place where you can add value to it. You follow me?
Yep.
In other words, you didn't pay Kevin.
Right, yep.
Mitchell paid for everything.
Right.
Todd Oil paid for the works. You're a mineral owner. You're leasing your mineral rights to him. He wants to take your gas, just like the oil goes to market. He wants to take your gas, and he wants to get it to the market. So he invests in all this infrastructure, and he then sends it to a gas processing plant. He adds value to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he could have just flared it, and you'd have got a goose egg. You'd have got nothing.
Right.
Right? Well, I don't know. Some genius along the way says, that's unfair. Todd, you ripped off Kevin. Because he can't deduct
Kevin.
You can't deduct the infrastructure cost. You can't do that.
But we're friends.
So,
I get it. Yeah.
That's what a court said. So now go back to the land board. The land board has to say, okay, what's fair here? Okay, what is fair?
Right.
And by most rational folks, the thought was, maybe 2007. And again, all of this could have been flared and there'd have been no penalty. Well, the land board led by Wayne Stengem, well, he doesn't lead the land board, but he's a voting member of the thing, but he sort of led this argument on this case. And then had Al Jager, the Secretary of State, Kirsten Baszler, the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kelly Schmidt, the Treasurer, all argue that it should be back to the beginning. When did the gas still start coming out of the ground? Are you following me so far? So,
yep.
And near as I could tell, about the only one that said, what the heck's going on here, was Governor Burgum. To say, stop, that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. But the others thought otherwise, and you got an attorney. This is strange, too. This is our own version of the swamp. But in North Dakota, if the land board needs legal counsel, they get it from the attorney general's office and a lawyer assigned to them. And I one of these days, I'm going to take the time to dig into that whole swamp because it's, at some point, I think, thought to be cheaper and everything else. But there's something rotten in Denmark there, too, that I don't know what. So there was some influence from the attorney general's office to want to do it there. And again, it's all legalese. It's all, well, if we don't do this, we'll do this, and there'll be this lawsuit and that lawsuit. Do what's right, for crying out loud. Do what's right. Now, you might say, as a listener, you might say, Todd Mitchell Oil Company, I don't care about him. He's an oil company. He's got all the money in the world. So, just whack him good. Who cares? Who cares? Whack him good.
Take the secrets out now, right?
Give
money in the world.
Gives Kevin something he doesn't even deserve, going way back, whatever, that's fine. Well, guess what?
There you go, Kev.
At some point, Todd Mitchell Oil goes, well, wait a minute, I got X amount of dollars, and I can either pay Kevin for, 50 years of this, or I can drill a well. Here's what you need to realize, folks. If permits start going down, for any number of reasons, but this could be one of them, because you don't draw a permit, you don't decide to drill oil unless you have the capital to invest in that drilling operation. So just watch the permits. And if the permits tick down, what does that mean? It means the grand sugar daddy for the government of North Dakota gets smaller. And what's that mean? Water projects, roads, bridges, all kinds of infrastructure. You've got an industry that pays over half the taxes in the state. So here's the deal. I'm an advocate for the taxpayer. I'm an advocate for people who are out there making a living every day. And right now our benefits are benefiting from an industry that contributes mightily to all kinds of things. And if you have a regulatory environment that is fast going south, there is going to be a consequence. There's going to be a consequence. So somebody better wake up and be the adult in the room and figure all of this out. Because, for one, not a lot of people are paying attention. It's kind of caught in the weeds. But these things add up. They continue to add up. And they are going to have a significant impact at some point. How many times can you keep going back to that well? I worry about it. I do. All right, we talk oil and natural gas, and I welcome your opinions on anything I said, by the way. Talk coal when we come back.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the coldest days of winter, there's one spot where you really feel insulated from all of the cold surrounding you, all of the tough parts of winter. It is, ladies and gentlemen, the oasis of your bed. And my friends at MyPillow have a way to make all of that better. MyPillow towels, MyPillow pillows, MyPillow mattress toppers. It works. If you know the MyPillow towel is waiting for you when you get out of bed, as you hop in the shower, it's a little easier to get out of bed. But the MyPillow sheets are the ones I really want to spend a little time on today, because these Giza Dream Sheets have that incredible cotton from the Mediterranean that the second you slide into bed, you say, what is this cocoon of just an awesome feeling all around me? Two for one right now when you go to MyPillow.com. If you want to buy Michael Lindell's book, that's also there. From crack addict to CEO, you get free shipping on everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, under the radio listener specials, or call 800-506-9028. 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text me. I have my phone today. 701-367-2054.
Well, you're getting text yesterday.
2054. Kind of on my phone, all right? Mike Boschenberger.
On your watch.
Every spring in, he told me when I got over there, he goes, I thought my phone rang a lot. This thing doesn't stop buzzing. One kind of buzz, little beep here, I said, welcome to my life. Welcome to my life. It was all you fine listeners texting away. Here's a texter. Scott, you've always been an advocate for private property rights when it comes to North Dakota landowners, but you don't feel the same way about the landowners that have mineral rights. Roads and bridges are supposed to be funded by gas tax. How come that gas tax is never used for roads and bridges? That's what your argument should be, and you shouldn't worry about how much taxes are going to North Dakota from the oil industry. That sounds greedy. That's what's on my mind. All right, well, I appreciate you sharing what's on your mind. I do feel the same way about mineral owners. I think I demonstrate that regularly on the program. In fact, they're the ones that own the oil, and they sort of forgotten. They advocate for them at tax time. You know, fortunately, we've got a little better situation there. The idea that, you know, hey, don't take my money for roads and bridges. I mean, the oil and gas industry is extraordinarily generous. I mean, the big winner in oil and gas exploration is government. They get a ton of money. I think roads and bridges nationally are funded by gas tax. I don't know that that's the case in North Dakota, and I don't remember the history there, but I don't know if that, I could make that argument, but I don't know if it'd be enough to pick it up. But I'm not advocating against mineral owners when I talk about this situation with the land board, because I'm saying I personally don't think mineral owners are due any additional dough because of the fact all that was deducted was the infrastructure to add value to the gas. So the person that paid to add value to the gas so the mineral owner could get paid is now getting whacked, and there's going to be a consequence on the other side of that. That's all I'm saying, all right? I think mineral owners got what they were supposed to get. Courts are goofy on this stuff, but when you have elected leaders go even more goofy on deciding a remedy, it's ridiculous. Steve, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this Roger Stone thing is scary. It's Banana Republic scary. First of all, the entire case is a joke because it's based on the Mueller investigation, which was based on the FISA warrants, which were fraudulent. So, you know, start there. The whole damn thing should have been thrown out. Then take the actual trial. Have you seen the latest revelation? The foreperson from the jury is a Trump-hating, social media blogging anti-Trumper. Well, that immediately disqualifies her from being a jurist, which means the conviction has to be thrown out. And now that the prosecutors have all recused themselves, the whole dang thing should go by the wayside. It is stupid. This judge that's overseeing that trial should be thrown off the bench if she doesn't declare a mistrial this afternoon after that is disclosed by the opinions of a jurist. Why does this not get reported?
Yeah, it's brutal. It really is, and it's consuming Washington, D.C. right now. And I hear Let me just explain this in a minute or less for anybody that's not really following what's happening with the sentencing side of this. You're talking about the integrity of the trial and the jury, and that's certainly something we ought to look at, and I agree with you about the judge. I'm talking about the controversy where, you know, Elizabeth Warren is now suggesting that the Attorney General William Barr be impeached, for crying out loud. Here's what happened. Okay, four prosecutors who were prosecutors from the Mueller investigation, they are charged with recommending a sentence. They go to their bosses and they say, here's the recommendation we're going to do. And I think it was 5 years or something, okay? It was a smaller amount. That's what they tell their bosses. Their bosses say, okay, fine. Then these four guys go over to the judge and they say 9 years. They whack them good. So, you know, just put yourself in the position of anybody telling the boss one thing and then going to do another. Where's the integrity there? All right? So, and by the way, all that is from those prosecutors is a recommendation. The judge decides anyway. The judge could say no jail time. The judge could say 50 years of jail time. This is a recommendation. So they lied. So the bosses said, whoa, wait a minute. You said you were going to do five. They said it's supposed to be five, not nine. They pulled that back. That decision was made. That's where leadership got involved, straighten out what it was supposed to be. And then a day later, the president says, this is a joke. This is terrible. This is awful. The decision already been made on Monday. There's no there there. This is and to see the, Democratic crybabies flip out over this. And by the way, I want Donald Trump holding him accountable. I want his megaphone of Twitter and everything else calling out all of this crap in the swamp. Because if he wasn't doing it, if Barr wasn't in there to reach in, they'd get by with it. It's ridiculous. So I think he shouldn't apologize one bit for it. I think he should say, get ready for more of it. Don't you?
Absolutely. Scott, it gets better than that. Do you know what he's charged with? Do you know what his witness tampering charge is? I'm not making this up. Any idea?
Well, I heard that he said he was... he was supposedly intimidating has said he didn't intimidate me at all.
Here's what he's charged with. I'm not making this up. He's a commentator, so he goes on shows and makes comments and whatever. That's what Roger Stone gets paid for. He was on some show. He threatened the guy's cat. He said, I'm going to kill your cat. It was a joke. And the guy said, it was funny. I was not intimidated about it at all. They're trying to put him in jail for 9 years for threatening the guy's cat. You cannot make this up. This is Banana Republic. Those prosecutors should be put in jail for malicious prosecution, and the entire case should be thrown out. And Elizabeth Warren was impeached over the scam. Embarrassed.
Crazy. I'm 100% with you. 100% with you. We're going to tell you about Farm Rescue. Big day for them today. And then more commentary. Still going to get to Cole. Stay tuned. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
he operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else.
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Days a week, we have something called the Be the Buffalo Hotline, and it is really for you to call not only during the program if you like, but also anytime when you think of something you'd like discussed on the program, when you have a comment about something you hear, whatever, see something in the news, want us to cover something, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So put that in your speed dial and just say, hey, there it is, there's the hotline. It's the Be the Buffalo Hotline for Oasis Petroleum. Our friends at Oasis have really incorporated the Be the Buffalo mentality in every bit of their business. One of the top oil and gas producers in North Dakota, and oil processing facilities in, gas processing facilities in North Dakota. So they have midstream operations and really amazing with the work they are doing right now. And their employees, you talk to them, they love it. They love it because they have that Be the Buffalo spirit, meaning they go into the storm. They're not afraid. And the other great thing about the hotline is if you know somebody in your community that's doing some good work, doing some good things, volunteers, teachers, law enforcement never gets enough credit. Never. You know, they'd be a prime example. Whatever that is, maybe it's just the mayor who's just, you know, gets paid very little and goes to all those meetings and continues to have a smile. His or her face, whatever it is, let us know so we can give him a shout out here on the program. Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776. Still to come, more on the Roger Stone situation, as we have some commentary from some folks on that, including Senator Kevin Cramer, who weighed in with Stuart Varney yesterday afternoon. So we have that coming up here in a little bit. We have Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up. We have the folks from Ann Carlson Center stopping in today because it's a big day for generous souls today in and around North Dakota. And also want to talk a little bit about news lately about the Coal Creek Station, Great River Energy's plant in North Dakota. So that, too, will be part of the commentary coming up. But right now I want to talk about Farm Rescue. And we're lucky enough to have Dan Erdman here. Dan's Marketing Communications Officer with Farm Rescue. A great organization, one of those organizations you hear about the fact that they're helping the neighbors out. Your heart swells because it's really a blessing. It's a lifeline for folks that are in tough times. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Scott. We really appreciate it.
So Farm Rescue has been around how long?
It was founded in 2005. First operations were in 2006. And again, it was just planting back then, a couple volunteers, and since then we've added harvest assistance, haying assistance, livestock feeding assistance, some occasional hay hauling when the time is needed, and I think we're up to around 1,000 volunteers now signed up from across 49 different states.
That is really amazing when you think about in 15 years' time.
Absolutely.
That kind of growth. So free planting, haying, harvest, livestock feeding assistance, any farm and ranch family in crisis, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. That's what we're here for. We're trying to extend the livelihood of those farm families and try to leave something for future generations.
And this isn't just a North Dakota thing. Started here, right?
It did. It started in North Dakota. Bill Gross, our founder and president, he grew up around Cleveland, North Dakota. His family farm couldn't make things work, and he went off to become a pilot. So he's been flying for UPS for quite a few years. And one day I was talking to a friend about, you know, future retirement plans. And Bill said it was his dream to buy a tractor, travel from farm to farm, and just be a good Samaritan, help people in need. And his co-pilot said, why wait until you're retired? So that's kind of where it all started, again, right here in North Dakota. And since then, we've added, you know, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, and now Nebraska. So we're up to six states.
Never thought of that, but I would imagine they cook up some pretty good ideas up there at, 30, 40,000 feet, right?
A lot of time to talk. So, yeah,
right. I'm
sure they cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. They say, hey, what about this? Well, let's give that a try.
Absolutely.
Well, this was one heck of an idea that came up in the cockpit. That's
you
for
bet.
Sure. No doubt about it. And you mentioned volunteers. How many volunteers do you have?
We're up to around 1,000. Like I said, they come from all over. I think at last count we were at 49 different states. And I don't know if you have a guess for the one we're missing for volunteers that aren't represented from that state.
Hawaii.
That's everyone's guess. Delaware.
Delaware?
So, do you know anyone from Delaware?
Well, Joe Biden, he's going to have some time on his hands pretty quick here. So, right, Todd? Yeah, we can put Joe to work. Put him in the cab.
Can you imagine that?
Has the founder of Farm Rescue, does he take time off to help at any of the Farm Rescue operations now?
Not as much as he used to. He's got a family of his own now. He's got a little one at home, and his flight schedule is pretty crazy. But he still gets back, you know, a couple times a year and helps where he can. But we just have so many people that are wanting to come do this that there's not a real big need for Bill to come continue doing what he started doing.
So if I'm in Alaska and I want to help, on a farm in South Dakota, when you say volunteer, is he literally flying down on his own dime and, everything?
So volunteers for our organization are basically responsible for getting themselves here to North Dakota. And then from here, we send them out with our vehicles, and that's where a lot of the funding that we take in goes to is paying for volunteer expenses. So the fuel to get them where they're going, the vehicles to take them there. Food, shelter, everything like that. That's a lot of different crews out during those summer months and even during some of these winter months that takes a lot of money to keep this program going.
Where do you get the iron?
We get it from a few different places. Generous business sponsors, a lot of individual donors who, feel a connection to what we're doing and just want to support that. And then we apply for some grants throughout the year as well. So it's kind of those three, individual donors, business sponsors, and grantors.
And do you own some of your own equipment?
We've gotten to that point, yep. So originally it was all sponsored equipment. That's a heavy burden for a lot of the equipment sponsors to carry for over a decade. So we've been slowly trying to kind of build up some of our own equipment to, save money there for our sponsors. And like I said, slowly building that up. We still have a lot of sponsored equipment. But, we have a couple tractors that we own now and some air seeders and a combine. And quite a few trucks. We're getting quite the fleet out there.
The real story here is who you've helped.
Yes.
Right? And the fact that you have families that, but for Farm Rescue, would, lose the farm, lose that crop. What would just a mess, right?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that. How many different families?
So, again, to date, I think we're at 676 was the last number that I saw. So we're pulling up on 700 pretty fast here. That's almost 700 farm families that we have assisted since 2006. And that you think about the lasting impact of that, it's those farm families, but each of those farm families has an impact in the communities that they live in. A farm rescue coming in and helping them make through, bridge that gap of a crisis and help them carry on operations for years to come. That also has a lasting impact on the communities that they live on and their civic programs and organizations and other businesses that they support. So there's been a lot of lives touched through Farm Rescue since 2006.
We have a question, by the way, for Dan Erdman, who's with us from Farm Rescue today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 258-0550 is the local telephone number. And you can also text Todd or I. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-8503. 2054 is the number to call us at. And I imagine that there is a lot of great stories out there, and I know you've spent time talking to some of them and
yep.
and chronicling that as well, but you really get a sense of gratitude from the people you've helped, don't you?
Absolutely. There's a lot of emotion involved, not only from the farmers, but you know, with the volunteers that are there doing the work. They're only there for a few days at most, but it's amazing the connections that they form with these farmers and ranchers that they're assisting just in those few days. After they leave, you know, there's hugs and tears most of the time. A lot of these volunteers are exchanging information so they can swap Christmas cards, and they still do that years down the road. We have volunteers that come every year, and they plan their trip up to North Dakota so that they can stop and visit some of the farmers that they've helped in the past. So these are lasting relationships and, you know, lives that are truly touched by the work that we're doing at Farm Rescue.
That's awesome. So what's the goal going forward? What do you want to do?
Like I said, the goal has always been and will continue to be just to help the family farm and help that family ranch continue what they're doing. We've grown a lot since the beginning. I see that continuing, but we also don't want to grow too fast. We want to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place to do that. We're definitely looking to hopefully add more states down the road. And that's the goal, is to help as many farms and ranches as possible.
What do you need? Today is Giving Hearts Day, obviously.
Absolutely.
And that's, a day to really have folks have an easy way to donate.
Yep.
And also maximize those dollars. How important is Giving Hearts Day to you?
Truly important. And I think that's the case for all of the nonprofits that participate in this Day of Giving. And it's a tremendous event. It blows my mind every year, just the outpouring of generosity and support that comes from the community and just all over the place. For this Day of Giving, I think last count, and you probably have the number, but I think it's almost 600 nonprofits that take part in this now. And this is, you know, this is a lifeline for a lot of them. It's the largest individual, you know, fundraiser that we have basically throughout the year, and it's a huge boost to our operations. That's any nonprofit. The best way to help is through funding.
Is there a particular goal? I mean, something that you're looking for and looking to accomplish with the donations today?
Everyone kind of sets their dollar goal. I think ours was at $40,000. Last year, I think we ended up with around $27,000. So, we're trying to grow that each year and hoping to reach that this year, because that'll make a huge difference for what we're trying to do.
And the dollars that you raise today and the dollars that are added from Giving Hearts Day and the different matches and programs that can happen as a result of all the dollars, the one that raises the most money gets a bonus.
Yeah.
They do that for a top 10 or whatever. But what do you use it for? What will those dollars? Any particular need?
I guess ours is our general operating fund. It'll go into that, and it'll support some of the things I talked about before. Making sure that our volunteers are fed and get them from place to place, and pay for the fuel to get them there. It pays for upkeep and all the paperwork and all of the documentation that we need for all of those vehicles that we're transporting. It's quite the process to get those from one place to another as well. And there's a lot of rules involved in that. So,
last question: if somebody has a story about a neighbor or whatever, knows of somebody in need, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
Best way still is, we can call our office directly. It's 701-252-2017. You'll talk to a lovely lady by the name of Lynn, and she'll tell you what you need to do. But everything you need is also on our website, farmrescue.org. We rely heavily on referrals. Like you said, farmers and ranchers are not always too pumped to ask for help on their own. They're very proud people. So we'd love to have those referrals from people who can reach out for them and help their neighbor in need.
Absolutely. Well, fascinating conversation. Keep up the great work, Dan. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Doing some great work. Love this story. It started in North Dakota and now expands to South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. One of the Giving Hearts Day recipients at givinghearts.org. Check that out, givinghearts.org. More coming up.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder Counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant Counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Good morning, Chuck. I just wanted to say that America better get out and vote, because if we get Bernie as a president in this country, which I'm a little bit nervous about that, because of all his promises, I can tell you right now, I'm done working. You think I'm going to come out here and drive a truck 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and put my salary up against everybody else's, so and stand in the bread line so I can pay for college so they can sit around and smoke marijuana and do whatever they want to do? You can forget that. I'll just quit work.
Ooh, there you go.
We have a battle on our hands, folks.
Yes, we do.
11 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Somebody texted a moment ago and said, what color towels does Todd have again? They must want to order We're going to have to put like a TM.
Royal Purple.
Logo on those. Is it Royal Purple? That's Royal
it
Purple.
It is
right?
Royal Purple, yes. It
yeah.
is.
Are they just like royal? I mean, are they regal? Are they, you feel like a king
oh, yeah.
when you see those hanging on the towel rack?
You know, cheap purple here. I mean, yeah, yeah, you look at those and you realize, oh man, these are nice.
White stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton. Right now, buy one, get one with the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials or call 800-506-9028. You too could have royal purple towels. What a delight. Jim the Flagpole guy is here, one of our favorite patriots, to uplift us on this fine Thursday with some patriotism. Hello, sir.
You know, I just want to pay... Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. I want to pay some special gratitude to... you know, just those that are considering getting up every day and just going to plow through it. And life's difficult. Politically, everything could be really difficult. But everybody, like the truck driver, just keep going. And America will pull through if we have patience in our Constitution. And if everybody gets due process, it'll work out in the end. It seems to be working so far with President Trump. But thank you, everybody, also, who is considering my flags to the truck driver, Mr. Ryan Johnson. Thank you so much. He's a great deed hauler. Mr. Bob Hook from First International Bank Trust, great patriot, served civilly throughout his life. This is what makes America go around. I just want to talk about them. I want to talk about America. And give thanks, and thank you, Scott.
Well, grateful. We love the fact that, you know, it's one thing to say what you stand for, but to show it, you know, businesses, to be able to do business in the greatest country on the face of the earth is winning the lotto right there. Being born in the United States is an unbelievable blessing. Just having been born here, we take a lot of that for granted. So one way to remind us, this is the greatest country. It's a flag from Jim the Flagpole Guy, and he can take care of you with a new flagpole, with the flag maintenance, with the flag services they have, and all American made. So give him a call. Stop and see him. ndflagpoleguy.com is the website where you're really get a good chance to kind of check everything out, or call him at 701-571-FLAG. That's the number. God bless you, my man.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Bill in Williston, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. See, I just like the call to express my disappointment with the state, with what they're trying to do under Lake Skokowea as far as our mineral acres are concerned. You know, those mineral acres were reserved when the land was obtained by the federal government for Lake Skokowea, and the minerals were reserved through deeds to the surface owner at the time. And the land was, you know, carefully measured and surveyed and everything, and payments were made based on those federal surveys. Well, now the state has come along, and they've given us, actually, to this point, four different interpretation of how many acres the state claims underneath the Lake Skokowea. And, you know, they can't go out and measure it as meticulously as the federal government did when they condemned that land. And, you know, it's just kind of a farce what the state is doing there, in my opinion.
And this is separate from the case I talked about earlier over the royalty rights for, you know, gas for royalty owners. So you're right. And, you know, courts do goofy things. And sometimes, you know, without all the facts, but when they say, hey, okay, states, you know, here's our decision, go ahead and decide what you're going to do to fix this, and you make it worse. It's just like, what in the world is going on? What is it? And these are people that are elected, that work for you, to do this. So I hear you, Bill, and that one's been a tough deal for a long dang time, and I don't know that we've spent enough time explaining that as well, because some of these things need a little more sunshine. So I feel your pain, if that helps, Bill.
Well, yeah, that helps us. It's always nice to be able to express our frustration with our with those that govern us, and I'm quite frustrated because, you know, the state, they have so many different opinions on how many acres there are, and it's like, you know, they can never be as accurate as the federal government was in the 50s.
No, you're absolutely right, and the goalpost continually moves. Appreciate you, Bill. Yeah. Keep us posted, would you? And welcome others to do the same, because I think sunshine and a little bit of noise on these issues will help. More coming up. We're going to talk about a new mural causing a mess in Bismarck.
Scott Hannon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.